Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Metkovich. Batting sixth. The catcher, Eddie Malone. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Judson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Howie Judson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ellis Kinder. And now, play ball. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr catches it and throws to first to double up Adams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is called out on strikes. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is called out on strikes. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Doerr scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to home to get Goodman. Zarrilla moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-1 in the game. Kinder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Kress reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-1 in the game. Judson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Appling reaches second base with a double. Philly moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Appling moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-2 in the game. Kinder hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-2 in the game. Judson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Medkovic. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Pesce bunts towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Williams moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into left field. Medkovic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Medkovic. Williams scores. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 0-for-3 in the game. Kinder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to third. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pesce takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pesce moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malone hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kinder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.